Alien Presence, Roswell Declassified, written by James McAndrew, narrated by Cyril Taylor Carr and The Cliff.
Icon Audio Arts.
Science is the art and study of that which lies often unseen, underneath, in between, inside and out of our perception, which makes up ourselves, our world, and in fact, all worlds. The universe, within and without, and everything in between, that we call science. And when measured against man's imagination, in a literary sense, we call science fiction. Here at ICON, we celebrate and often investigate the mysteries which the great art of science presents to a waiting world. If science is but man's explanation of the wondrous works of an unseen God or not, we are all on this magnificent journey of life together. And all of the magical stuff of which it's made, and where it may lead us, we depend upon science to sincerely guide us to our mutual destiny. The government claimed that they had recovered a UFO, and they even had a press release about it. No other government in the world has said, "We have a spacecraft," and then the very next day there's another press release that says, "No, never mind, it was just a weather balloon." Ben Smith, former CIA operative. In 1947, something crashed outside of Roswell, New Mexico, and was brought to Roswell Army Airfield by Army officers. Since then, there have been many a discussion about what exactly the object was. That's because soon after the incident, the Roswell Army Airfield issued a press release announcing that they had recovered a flying disc. The military's initial press release was straightforward in its handling of the discovery of wreckage by rancher W.W. Mac Brazel. The many rumors regarding the flying disc became a reality yesterday when the intelligence office of the 509th Bomb Group of the 8th Air Force Roswell Army Airfield was fortunate enough to gain possession of a disc through the cooperation of one of the local ranchers and the sheriff's office of Chaves County, the press release read. The flying object landed on a ranch near Roswell sometime last week. Not having phone facilities, the rancher stored the disc until such time as he was able to contact the sheriff's office, who in turn notified Major Jesse A. Marcel of the 509th Bomb Group Intelligence Office. Action was immediately taken, and the disc was picked up at the rancher's home. It was inspected by the Roswell Army Airfield and subsequently loaned by Major Marcel to higher headquarters. The Roswell Daily Record headlined the story, "RAF captures flying saucer on ranch in Roswell region, providing a historical artifact." The Army, however, was quick to retract that and say that it was actually just a weather balloon. Then in the 1970s, a retired Army officer who retrieved pieces from the crash came out to say he believed it was extraterrestrial. Conspiracies continued. And in 1994, the Air Force published a report calling the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?